on the phone with Matt. How are you?
Hello.
How was your week? Mine was good. So far, so good. Yeah. It's kind of nasty out now, though. Raining and ugly. But it's warm. And that's scary, you know. All those poor people there in Kentucky, my heart goes out to them. And, you know, all the people affected by that tornado or those tornadoes. I'm not sure how many there were. But the devastation was just absolutely terrible. And thankfully, President Biden said he is going to have the government cover 100% of the cost of cleanup for like a month, which is cool. And hopefully, you know, if they get enough resources down there, they may not need a month or they may use the entire month. There's no telling. But hopefully they'll get enough help that after the month is over, there isn't much left to do, but, you know, rebuild and get your lives back together. But hell, it's the middle of December, you know? It's just crazy. Other than that, though, I'm looking forward to the weekend. I'm looking forward to the holidays coming up. Yeah? That's pretty sweet, right? We got next week. Yeah, Christmas. 2 weeks, New Year's. So, Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Whatever you celebrate, I hope you have a good holiday season. And if you don't celebrate at all, I hope you have a good holiday season. I don't care what you celebrate. You know, if you just get together with friends and family and that's it, you don't celebrate anything, maybe you hand gifts over, maybe you don't, maybe you just have a meal, maybe you just sit around and bullshit for a while, you know? That's awesome. I hope you have a good time this holiday season, regardless of what you do. And that's the way it should be, right? There's no war on Christmas. You people need to shut the hell up, okay? There's no war on anybody. That's what... You keep coming up with this shit, you know? These people are shit stirrers. Complete shit stirrers. They want to start shit. I guess they're not stirrers, they're shit starters. They want to start shit all the time because they have nothing else in their life to look forward to. So what do?
There's a war on Christmas! Oh my God! Wear a mask, my freedoms!
Fuck, man. Get over yourselves. I saw a post. I'm going to get to this early. I really don't have much else to talk about. I'll keep it short and sweet, hopefully, for your Friday and weekend. Where did I do it here? Let's see. Oh, here it is. Okay. I couldn't find the post again. I can't remember if I saw it on Facebook or Twitter. And it was quite a few months ago now, so I really don't know where the hell it's at. I did extensive Googling and searching on both sites, and I can't find the post. So I can't really go off of what this guy had said, but I have the info here that I can just kind of reiterate what he said. I just don't have the visuals to show you because it's kind of hard to do that via podcast that he incorporated, but I'll try to, you know, do that the best I can and just kind of give you the visuals, so to speak, tell them to you. Okay, so this is what it was all about. It was all about these people, these fucking people who bitch about patriotism. And how they're ultra fucking patriots, when in the reality of the whole broad spectrum, they're not. They're actually the opposite. Okay? All these fucking asshat, I don't want to say Republicans, but it seems a majority of them are Republican. Thanks to Trump, it's gotten worse. But they're everywhere. They talk about being ultra patriotic. They got fucking American flags all over the place. They're wearing, their outfits are all American flags. They got fucking American flags hanging from the back of their pickup trucks, right next to their Trump flags, you know. And then they have these flags, like, out here in the country where I'm at is where I see them the most. They're like half American flag, half rebel flag. What is that about? You fucking idiots. For one, you changed the look of the American flag, so that's desecrating the flag. That's not patriotic at all, you fucking communist. You know, and they were in a war together. They fought against each other. And, you know, America won. That's like putting up a flag with, you know, it's half German, half Nazi. What the fuck? Oh, my God. Can you imagine if after Hiroshima, or not Hiroshima, but Pearl Harbor, there were Americans with American flags that were half American, half Japanese? That's the same shit. Same shit. You can't be one or the other. You can't be all about the rebel life and an American, a loyal American, a patriot. You can't do it. You might be arguing now, I can fucking do anything I want, I'm a patriot. No, I'm telling you now, it's wrong. You are wrong. This isn't opinion, this is fact. You are wrong. You're doing patriotism wrong. So the post I saw was about the flag and the flag code. Did you know about the flag code? Yeah, when the American flag was, well, I don't know when the hell this, the code came about. It's been revised over the years to, you know, add things, update things for now, whatever. This is the kind of thing that says if you if your flag touches the ground, you should burn it. Okay? This is flag code. Now, keep in mind, the flag code is not... The flag code is not law, okay? It's just a group of suggestions and how you should have proper flag etiquette, okay? So, in this day and age, and we have for a long time, actually, you know, the more propaganda we're fed from the machine, the more these American flags get misused and get represented, I guess. So, it says right here at the top of this what I'm looking at. Let me check. There's actually a whole bunch of different codes, of course. For me to go through all of this, I'm kind of reading it now. I had skipped ahead to the just code 8. Here's a set of codes, or a set of things here you should follow on each code. Now, this is code 8, respect for the flag. Okay, this is just a section of it, and I may do a little more after this on other codes, but this says here, no disrespect should be shown to the flag of the United States of America. The flag should not be dipped to any person or thing. In other words, it shouldn't be, like, bowed. It shouldn't be lowered. Regimental colors, state flags, and organization or institutional flags are to be dipped as a mark of honor to the American flag. Now, that's not something I've ever really seen happen, so that's not really an issue. However, I see this all the time, and I think it looks kind of crazy. And I don't think I've ever heard that this is the way it is. I don't think I ever heard of this code before. I thought it was weird. But it says the flag, this is code 8A. The flag should never be displayed with the Union down, except as a signal of dire distress and instances of extreme danger to life or property. As like a hailing call for help, an SOS, if you will. So in other words, the Union is, of course, the blue with the stars, right? And I'm going to do a little typing here, so you might hear that. excuse me. So, the Canton, like Canton, Ohio, I have family there. Canton of the U.S. flag is the blue field with the stars, the 50 stars. It's also called the Union. Okay, so that should be on the top left. If you have the flag hanging, of course, now you're going to have two sides to the flag, so you're going to see it on the top right as well if you're on the other side of it. But if you have it hanging down from something, you know, like from a building or something, the Union should be seen on the top left, never on the top right. All right. I see that screwed up all the time, honestly. And it's actually, like, kind of bad. I see it on the top right all the time. I never see it on the bottom, so that's not a a problem. But B, the flag should never touch anything beneath it, such as the ground, the floor, water, or merchandise. How many times have you seen a sporting event, like in football or baseball, where like a halftime show, the you know, the Air Force flies overhead and there's a band playing or something, and they get all these people out on the field with a giant ass flag, you know, and it, maybe it's strung across the tops of their hands. Maybe it's on the ground. I've seen it, and I'm sure you have too if you watch sports. You can do a Google search, image search on it. It's, you know, it happens a lot. And that is against the code of conduct for the American flag. C, the flag should never be carried flat or horizontally, but always aloft and free. Not really an issue there, I don't think. D, the flag should never be used as wearing apparel. How many people have you seen in your life wearing a t-shirt that's the American flag colors? Now, granted, it's not made from a flag, but it shouldn't be used as bedding if you have, you know, American flag sheets or comforters. It should be not used as drapery. It should never be festooned, drawn back, nor up in folds, but always allowed to fall free. Now, there's also E, the flag should never be fastened, displayed, used, or stored in such a manner as to permit it to be easily torn, soiled, or damaged in any way. Huh. Okay. So, from the back of a pickup truck on the highway, yeah, you probably shouldn't do that. Just saying. Never mind that when it dangles, it's touching the back of the truck. Not supposed to happen. The flag should never be used as a covering for a ceiling. Alrighty. Code 8. And we're on G now. The flag should never have placed upon it, nor on any part of it, nor attached to it any mark, insignia, letter, word, figure, design, picture, or drawing of any nature. Cool. H, the flag should never be used as a receptacle for receiving, holding, carrying, or delivering anything. No bags should look like the American flag. Heh. Aye, the flag should never be used for advertising purposes in any manner whatsoever. It should not be embroidered on such articles as cushions, handkerchiefs, and the like, printed or otherwise impressed on paper napkins or boxes, or anything that is designed for temporary use and discard. Advertising signs should not be fastened to a staff or halyard from which the flag is flown. So, how many 4th of July parties have you been to, cookouts, where, you know, you're using American flag napkins or plates or cups, and you're wearing an American flag shirt? All unpatriotic. Yeah, you are unpatriotic if you do that shit. Oh, Jay, no part of the flag should ever be used as a costume. All you people that go as Uncle Sam for Halloween. Or athletic uniform. So, yeah. However, a flag patch may be affixed to the uniform of military personnel, firemen, policemen, and members of patriotic organizations. The flag represents a living country and is itself considered a living thing. Therefore, the lapel flag pin, being a replica, should be worn on the left lapel near the heart, even though your heart is in the center of your chest, whatever. And the flag, this is K now, the flag, when it is in such condition that it is no longer a fitting emblem for display, should be destroyed in a dignified way, preferably by burning, and there's usually a ceremony attached to that. However, if it's like a home, like your personal flag at home, and you see that it's getting tattered and all that, just, you know, if you want to have your own respectful thing where you burn it yourself and put up a new flag, go for it. Make sure that your flag you're using, though, if you're going to leave it up outside, is all weather, so that the weather doesn't mess with it, which it will. The sun will eat up the colors. The rain is bad for it. Snow. So, you know, it's okay. It's okay that you are patriotic. You do not have to have American flag underwear to, now if you're going to have like red, white, and blue on, great. But if you're depicting the flag on your clothing, you're doing it wrong. Seriously. Okay. And I watched Eddie Izzard, who was a fantastic comedian, in their Dress to Kill special, which was back in the 90s. They said that, you know, America is a lot like the Roman Empire. They saluted their flag and they did their Pledge of Allegiance with their hand over their heart, like we do. We're the only two nations to ever do that, from what he said, I guess. I'm probably getting it wrong. It's been a while since I've seen it, but we know what happened with the Roman Empire. It collapsed. And right now, we're kind of, it feels like it. It feels like we're fucking collapsing right now, doesn't it? It does to me. Everything's falling apart. This country is just, we're at each other's throats. We are not united we stand. Like I said last time, we're not. We're just, seems like a lot of us are just trying to survive from each other. Every time I go out of the house, I got to worry about catching COVID from some asshole who won't get vaccinated, won't wear a mask. It's unbelievable. I could go to the store and get shot in a fucking robbery. People were just out there shooting everybody all the time now. A friend of mine, her daughter, her kids, I should say, are in school. I guess they were released early because a gun was found on a student in high school. Yeah, parents got a letter emailed to them saying that they had a situation, they were taking care of it, blah, blah, blah. My friend is actually going to go back to homeschooling her twins because she's so sick of them being in jeopardy, their lives being in jeopardy, going to fucking school. What a sad time we live in. Truly. So, I'm going to fuck around on the phone here and make noise. I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break and be right back. This is On the Phone with Matt. Welcome back to On the Phone with Matt. Before the break, we were talking about the American flag, its code of use, its code of ethics, code of etiquette. Basically, the rules of the U.S. code of using the flag and what you shouldn't do. Like I said before, this isn't law. You can't go to jail for doing any of these, but it's just, you know, don't do it. It's suggested to not do it. And by doing these things, you're like unpatriotic. And the people who claim to be patriots, you know, super fucking mega patriots, are actually breaking all these rules. Right now we're on code 6. We did code 8 before the break. I just went back a little bit to code 6. Time and occasions for display. Code 6, we're on A. It is a universal custom to display the flag only from sunrise to sunset on buildings and on stationary flagstaffs in the open. However, when a patriotic effect is desired, the flag may be displayed 24 hours a day if properly illuminated during the hours of darkness. Now, I know you've seen somebody somewhere with their American flag out all night long and not illuminated. Yeah, it happens all the time. All the time. Drive up and down the street. B, the flag should be hoisted briskly and lowered ceremoniously. Yeah, I'm sure we slip on that a little bit, but that's not so terrible. That's probably more so for, like, you know, ceremonies. C, the flag should not be displayed on days when the weather is inclement, except when an all-weather flag is displayed. That is what I talked about earlier. You ruin your flag if it's not an all-weather. Take it down when it's raining or snowing. A lot of people don't do that. I'm sure a lot of flags nowadays, though, are all-weather, unless you're getting one for, like, indoors. I don't know if they have different ones. I've never bought a flag because I'm not. Then on all the holidays, that's D. E, the flag should be displayed daily on or near the main administration building of every public institution. We know that doesn't happen. F, the flag should be displayed in or near every polling place on election days. And G, the flag should be displayed during school days in or near every schoolhouse. Cool. Code 7, position and manner of display. The flag, when carried in a procession with another flag or flags, should be either on the marching right, that is, the flag's own right, or if there is a line of other flags in front of the center of that line. Now, the reason I'm bringing this one up is because there's several key parts here. Quite a few, actually, that people fuck up all the time. Position and manner of display. A, the flag should not be displayed on a float in a parade, except from a staff. Yeah. B, the flag should not be draped over the hood, top, sides, or back of a vehicle or of a railroad train or boat. When the flag is displayed on a motor car, the staff shall be fixed firmly to the chassis or clamped to the right fender.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. C. No other flag or pennant should be placed above or, if on the same level, to the right of the flag of the United States of America, except during church services conducted by naval chaplains at sea, when the church pennant may be flown above the flag during church services for the personnel of the Navy. No person shall display the flag of the United States. Oh, I'm sorry. No person shall display the flag of the United Nations or any other national or international flag equal, above, or in a position of superior prominence or honor to, or in place of, the flag of the United States at any place within the United States or any territory or possession thereof. That's a lot of words, right? Okay, we'll just move on. It's kind of a lot. D. The flag of the United States of America, when it is displayed with another flag against a wall from crossed staffs, should be on the right, the flag's own right, and its staff should be in front of the staff of the other flag. I don't know about where you live, but where I live, I see a lot of houses that have American flags up and Trump flags up. They are right next to each other, usually, on the house, and the American flag, almost always, for whatever reason, is on the left. It's supposed to be on the right. I think hanging it next to Trump's flag, regardless of where it's positioned, is as unpatriotic as you can get, but that's my opinion. E, the flag of the United States of America should be at the center and at the highest point of the group when a number of flags of states or localities or pennants of societies are grouped and displayed from staffs. F, when flags of city, when flags of state, cities, or localities, it's not really necessary for this conversation. Neither is that one. Neither is that one. Although, this is H. It says, no, wait a minute. I'm looking for the half staff. I just read it. Here it is. M. The flag, when flown at half staff, should be first hoisted to the peak of the, you know, the staff it's on for an instant, and then lowered to the half staff position. The flag should be again raised to the peak before it is lowered for the day. I don't know about you, but I've seen on many occasions at, like, government buildings, if somebody passes on that has government significance or whatever, they do the flag at half staff for several days, and it just stays there overnight, sometimes not illuminated. So there's that. let's see. When a flag is used to cover a casket, okay. Excuse me. So there you go. Those are some of the things, you know, basically, the whole point of this is, if there is one, I'm just sick and tired of all these fucking people who are claiming to be ultra-patriotic, and they're not. They're the exact opposite. They're trying to pull the wool over your eyes, you know? Over my eyes. They're blatantly disregarding what it is they're saying. And most of them are too stupid to realize it. That's our country, y'all. That's America. Land of the free, home of the idiots. And I'm sure you couldn't tell by now that I am not that patriotic. And because I say that, I'm not patriotic in the sense that I'm like this. I America the Great, America the Beautiful. I don't fall for the bullshit, okay? I think this country has never been great. It was great before white man settled on it, when the indigenous people were here living their best life. White man ruined everything, and still does to this day. You know, when Trump said, make America great again, when the fuck was it ever great? Are you going to leave? Is that what we're doing? We're all packing up and going back to England, Scotland, Africa, wherever we came from, Germany? No, we're not. So we're not going to ever be great again, because we were never great in the first place. We're just full of shit, honestly. Like Colin Kaepernick, you know, he took a kneel. He took a knee to protest the bullshit going on in this country, and people hated him for it because he was being patriotic. Was that? You mean to tell me there's a problem with the system? You're a bad man. You don't tell me these things. I don't want to know about it. Ostrich syndrome. Put my head in a hole. It's not bad. It's not bad. I don't see anything. If I don't see it, it doesn't exist. Get your head out of your ass. Fucking bullshit. I'm sick of all the shit, honestly. I want, like Colin, I want this country to be better. Like it was promised to be. I grew up in the 80s. And I remember in school, there was a big, you know, patriotic thing. There was a lot of that propaganda. This is the greatest country, one nation under God. I was led to believe that, you know, God only gave a shit about America. He created everybody on this planet. You know, and if you go by the Bible, we're all descendants from two people. One, actually, if you think about it, Adam. Eve came from Adam, not from God. Well, you know, I mean, if you're going to look at it that way, I guess, whatever. And then we all came from Adam and Eve, right? I can't stop hitting my little e-cig, sorry. So, how is God supposed to bless the United States and fuck every other country? Like, what's that about? Don't you think God loves all his children equally? Why don't we say God bless the world? Because here in America, we hate the rest of the world. And that's why the rest of the world hates us. We're a joke. We're a laughingstock. Yeah. Go online. Read some of the comments. People all the time like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? Well, guess what, rest of the world? We don't know either. We don't know. We know it's shitty here. Our government sucks, no matter who's in office. Because, you know, even like Biden, I can't say I'm a big fan of his. Now, of course, I voted for him because I wanted Trump the fuck out of office. But, you know, I've pretty much lost all faith in the Republican Party over the last 4 or 5 years. They just keep getting worse and worse. They're going down that drain, and they're going faster and faster every day, it seems. But if they were to put somebody up, you know, in the next election that was a decent, actually decent candidate, I would maybe vote for them. I mean, you know, if I felt they would do a better job than Biden. Although Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, just came out and said that her and Biden have never spoke about running again. You know, Biden, he's old, man. I even told my wife when Biden got elected, I said, you know, I really think that Biden, he's just not doing well. I think if he wins the second term, he's probably going to end up dying. Not, I don't want him to, you know. And then Kamala will be the first female president. She's going to take over. That'd be cool, I guess. Whatever. You know, history in the making, sure. How she would run the country, I don't know. I really don't know much about her. But I don't really care for the politics of all the bullshit. No president, I think, is ever going to be for the people. They're always going to be for the fucking wealthy. The big business. They're always going to be supporting those who make the most money and pay no taxes. They're literally not helping this country at all progress. So they offer jobs? Woo! Good for you. But you're not paying taxes? What the fuck? Then why are we paying taxes? I don't want to pay taxes either. Where's my cut? I want us to be better. I want us to be the greatest nation on earth. But I think we should do that, or we could do that, by being cool with everybody else and not being fucking bullies that we are, which we are. We're fucking bullies. We stick our noses into everybody else's business where it doesn't belong. We get our own soldiers, our kids, killed for these bullshit reasons when they shouldn't even be there in the first place. Our troops should be at home defending home 24/7. 365. They shouldn't be over in somebody else's home fucking killing people. And it's wrong to make them do that. I support everybody in our military. I do. I do not support the people in control of the military. So, you know, we got to stop being the world's police. We are not the fucking police. We are a half-ass nation at best. We can't figure it out for ourselves, but we're controlling other people? We're going to send millions and billions of dollars in aid to other countries when we have our own homeless and unemployed here? We have vets here who the government has forgotten about? And they fucking risked their lives for this country, and this country just kind of threw them under the rug, swept them under the rug. You know, I think, honestly, instead of having the VA, which is a flawed system, we should have maybe a military insurance, health insurance, where they can go anywhere, like a Medicaid. Why not? Why not do that? Because here in this country, we don't want universal health care. That's how much we care about each other, right? I can afford insurance, so I'm good. But you can't afford insurance, and you shouldn't fucking be healthy. You shouldn't get help when you need it. What kind of thought is that? About your own fellow American? About your own neighbor? What? It just blows my mind. How are you that fucking cold-hearted and soulless and claim to be a fucking patriot? You care more about your government, who doesn't give a shit about you, than you do your own fucking people, the neighbors, your family, friends. I'm just sick of it. The hypocrisy is so fucking real in this country. All around. And believe you me, I know there's somebody out there going, well, if you don't love it, leave it. Well, that's the thing. I do love it. I want it to be better. I want it to be better. Right now, it's not better. Right now, it's actually terrible. We've got to do fucking better. If you want a better home, a better country to live in, we all have to do better together, or it's not going to happen. We need to get rid of the fucking government system as it is, as a whole. Democrats, Republicans is bullshit. All these little tiny offspring political groups, you know, libertarians and the fucking, the pirate, who are they? I don't know if they're even still around. There was the Pirate Party. There's so many now. It's just, you know, the Green Party, whatever. Fuck it. Tea Party. Y'all need to calm the fuck down. We need one party. All of us need to belong to it. It should be the American Party. I'm starting it right now. It's the American Party for everybody. There's no Republicans in it. There's no Democrats in it. There's no libertarians, no fucking greenies, no tea parties. We all love one another. We all want the best for one another. This isn't a left or right. This isn't conservative or fucking liberal. This isn't left, right, whatever. It's just the American Party. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Not whoever the fuck you want to have liberty and justice. The American Party. Sign up for it. If you like the idea, if you want to join, you want to be a part of the American Party, we can make this country better. It's for the people, by the people. That's what it is. Send me an email on the phone with Matt@gmail.com. Let me know what you think, or hit me up on Twitter. I'm on Twitter, twitter.com/onthephonewmatt. That's Matt with two T's, by the way. I'm sure you've seen the logo to the podcast. You can hit me up there. You can hit me up on Good Pods. I'm on Good Pods every now and then. You know, find me, talk to me. You want to be a part of the American Party? Let's do it. With that, have a good weekend. I will see you. Well, I won't see you, but I will talk to you again on Tuesday. Have a good one, everybody. Peace.